Admiral Jack Romanoff stepped out of the cutter and into the only operational small craft bay aboard the battleship Scorpius. The great warship had taken a beating defending Faust against a swarm of locusts, and damage control operations were still in progress. Personally, he didn't hold out much hope that the warship would ever return to active duty. The destruction was just too great for that to be a reasonable possibility, particularly during the near term. For the time being, and potentially for all time, the warship would be stuck in orbit around Faust. That wasn't necessarily a bad thing, because if the weapon systems could be repaired, it would be a powerful base even in its current condition. A kilometer-long nickel-iron asteroid could take quite the beating and still keep putting out destruction. If anyone wanted to seize this planet, they wouldn't find it a pushover. The vessel's flag captain, Rear Admiral Ann Walker, stood waiting for him once he reached the deck. In addition to the patch she wore over her ruined eye, she had a bandage attached to the side of her face where she'd gotten a deep gouge during the fighting. General Mac Turner, the senior Marine aboard Hunter, followed him out of the cutter with Jack's fiancée, Vice Admiral Sarah Nastasi, at his side. They'd just fled from the Planetary Council building, where he declared himself Governor General of Faust. That had gone over as poorly as he'd expected. He couldn't leave the Poseidon Group in command of the world, and they'd seen fit to execute the pre-existing government, so if he didn't step in, there would have been complete and utter chaos. That didn't mean that the locals were pleased to see him seize power, and that's exactly how many of them viewed his declaration. There would be resistance, and some of it would include violence, but there was nothing he could do about that. They'd do the best they could while he focused on the locust invasion that threatened the Confederation proper. "Welcome aboard, Admiral," Walker said. "I think we've got everything under control at this point, but things are still a bit hectic. Excuse the mess while we clean up." He smiled a little at the gallows humor. "I'm just glad the damage wasn't worse. Not to say that you walked away without a scratch, but having Scorpius blow up would have been a disaster." "No argument for me, sir. We screwed up and now everyone's going to pay for it." He clapped a hand on her shoulder. "I'm not here to judge you. There'll be a court inquiry at some point, but that's someone else's problem. So far as I'm concerned, mistakes were made and we learned from them. The situation is still salvageable, and I've got too much on my plate to worry about what's happening here. I wouldn't worry about it if I were you either. Hindsight is always 20/20, and you had no reason to expect that the Tardan military would be exercising direct control over the locusts. If only we used our independent quantum drive, none of this would have happened. Like I said, it's easy to see what can be changed to correct what happened once everything is played out. How is India?" Vice Admiral India McKinnon, Scorpius's commanding officer, had been badly injured during the battle, and he was here to see her, both because he needed to let her know what was going on and to comfort her during this trying time. If Anne was blaming herself this much, India would be worse. The doctors agreed to move her to a private room near the medical center, but she's still under supervision. Right now, that's mostly done through the machinery she has attached to her, but there's a nurse who checks on her regularly. When the explosion ripped through the flag bridge, something tore off most of her left leg, and she's damn lucky that she didn't bleed out right there. Someone wrapped a tourniquet around what was left of her leg, but we'll never know who that was because they didn't survive. She lost everyone on her staff. She's in a dark place, sir. Very dark. And I'm not sure if talking to me will make it any better, but I've heard a good recipe for getting oneself out of the dumps is to have someone else to focus their attention on. I've come up with just such a task for her. She won't thank me for it, and she'll probably need your help. Can I count on you?
Absolutely, sir. A lot of my attention will be focused on trying to get Scorpius back into fighting trim, but I'm there for her. Whatever she needs, I'll make it happen.
Good. It's going to be a lot of work, and it's nothing either of you has ever been tasked with doing before, but it's important, and it has to be done. Since she's not nearly as mobile as we would like, a lot of the footwork will fall on you. You'll need to task your executive officer with making sure that the repairs on Scorpius happen. For the time being, your attention will be focused on this new work. She grimaced.